The JSE has closed its doors on the first day of this new trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, chief trader at Kratos Capital. How did the day pan out after the opening chat that we had this morning, Greg, on the opening, of course, on sharenet.co.za? We spoke about Anglo-American Platinum, we spoke about Pioneer Foods. Let's start with Anglo-American Platinum. What happened in the end?
Yeah, again, a case of it giving us so many trading updates. By the time the results came out, we just about knew everything. But I think as people poured through those, the share price building stronger, closing on its highs, up 6 Rand, 836 Rand 80, up 0.75%.
Very good.
Probably the platinum sector, the only sector looked like there was a couple of buyers around, probably all on the back of Anglo-American Platinum's hard work.
Yes, indeed. And it's all to do with the hard work of the dollar rand and also the PGM basket, the platinum group metal basket. And on that note, I think what I'll do now is launch straight into the spot prices and have a look at the rand to start with on the currencies board here and share it. Now, the rand's recovered some of its losses, these sort of Ramaphosa-inspired losses. 13.86, which is about 0.5% better against the US dollar. 17.31 against the British pound and 15.55 against the euro, with the euro dollar 112.20, which is more or less unchanged on the day. Going down to the gold price, 14.27, up $2 on the day. The platinum price is 8.47, which is up a dollar on the day. And palladium is down 12 to 15.51, with the oil price 63.22. The Iranian situation, Greg, I mean, I know you don't look at these sort of things anymore because we've seen so many geopolitical events that might come to something, but almost always come to naught when it comes to market reaction. This time, I think there might be something in it. The Iranians have taken this British oil tanker, and the British have said, we'll counter your aggression with our own aggression, not in those words, but I think that's going to happen. So maybe something will happen to liven up our Northern Hemisphere summer.
Yes, perhaps. I mean, the market sort of watching the diplomatic channels really at the moment, and obviously that's the best way to sort these things out. This seems to be, just perhaps a communication issue. It seems to be some sort of accident in the area with the fishing boat. And let's just hope they don't have to send in the Marines there to straighten things out.
Dow Jones is currently down 35 points to 27,118. S&P barely changed. NASDAQ up 0.4%. FTSE in London is barely changed. DAX, etc., also the same. Very, very tepid day on the first day of the new trading week in Europe and the United States of America. Any other stories?
Well, I think the market itself is the story today. I mean, very low volume last week, Monday. Today, 13.1 billion, which is on the very much on the lower end of the scale. And not very often. I mean, I've been a whole life obsessed with stocks, and I love watching the market trade. It's one of the few days where I said to myself, I'm really quite bored. You know, the ranges on the various stocks were so narrow between the low point and high point during the day. We were just sort of going through the motions, really sort of watching the political side. But the market was extremely flat today on this tiny volume.
Yeah, just when you go to the top five up and down on the sharenet.co.za website, you have a look at the fourth one on the big losers of the day. The fourth one is the JSE, 136 Rand 48, down nearly 3%, 2.9% to be precise. Now, just give us the history of this share price, because we can't obviously put a graph up for podcast listeners, but give us an idea of where this has come from, both from the upside and the downside.
Well, I mean, from, I think we spoke about it on the pod some time back. These shares were membership rights many, many years ago.
Yes.
JSC members, it wasn't a listed business. It was closed. It was owned by the members. Those shares then got those rights then got changed into shares. And I think effectively they sort of more or less gone from 20 Rand back in the day it listed in the 90s. The high, I'm just looking back at the high, late 2017 was just over 200 Rand. So it's fallen back to 136 Rand.
64, and probably was 32% fall, let's call it that.
Yeah, probably the most obvious thing you would think with the volumes falling back that the JC share price will battle. And I think perhaps people doing the maths on that and saying, you know, the stock could go lower before volume starts to tick up again.
Yeah, and I think maybe the Pioneer Foods delisting or potential delisting, once everything is ratified with that deal with PepsiCo, is another one that really doesn't help the JSE share price, JSE Limited, that is.
Yes, I mean, markets and economies go through cycles where the really good companies will be trading at the wrong share prices. They'll be either bought out or taken private by management. And so you'll get companies falling away. And we seem at the beginning of that cycle, obviously the opposite, you know, when you know when the market is completely overheated, as we, you and I have seen together, was when there's a new listing every couple of weeks. So we're at the bottom end of that cycle where there are good value companies trading on the JSE, but they've been swallowed up, in this case, by big multinationals, but in other cases, companies taking private. So it's definitely a negative sort of outlook on the JSE from that point of view.
Cashbuild is a company with which you have an intimate relationship, or used to have an intimate relationship, and it's come out with its trading update. It says revenue for the fourth quarter for the Cashbuild Group was up 7% on the fourth quarter of the prior financial year, with the 34 new stores opened or acquired since July the 1st, 2016, contributing 3% of the increase, whilst the 281 existing stores increased by 4%, etc., etc. Where does it come to the... It says here, transaction through the tills during the fourth quarter for the Cashbuild Group increased by 4%. These are pretty boring numbers, Greg.
It really is. And when I sort of first had contact with this business, the one thing which I always thought could be a problem, and obviously, you know, I was 15 years ahead of the time, was saturation, too many stores. Mm. You know, you'd never heard of Cashbuild. Now you seem to start to see them popping up on the edges of the northern suburbs. They seem to have sort of cannibalized a little bit of their own business. They grow their sales growth is quite small. I'm also looking back on the share price, also around about when the JSE was at high, this share was close to 500 Rand. Finished today, 257.77 Rand. Still up 2%. But one of the big problems with it has always been such a small free float. Only 25 million shares in issue, and it's quite tightly held. One of my clients, Mr. Goldrick, got his hands on most of them.
Yes.
But yeah, the share price, a little bit better, but 6,000 shares have traded today. It's 1.6 million rand. It really is too illiquid. I'd have to do a share split or something like that at some point.
Or delist, or get taken out by one of its competitors. I'm sure Mr. Goldrick, his name's Goldrick, right?
Pat, yes.
Pat Goldrick, yeah. What is he now, the chairman, or just sitting back and watching what's going on?
Yeah, feet up on the desk, but still a shareholder.
Yeah.
And looking out to the East Flat and Willie Point.
Okay, top five major moves to the upside. South 32, have they come out with their trading update this week? Because it's the week of trading updates and results from multi-commodity companies.
It hasn't given us an update. And we do have a busy couple of weeks ahead. Certainly the next 2 weeks, quite a lot of updates coming. I think that was on a JP Morgan upgrade we spoke about this morning on the show. They're pushing the share up just over 3%.
Transaction Capital up 2.25%, Kumba Iron Ore up 2.1%, PSG Consult 1.9% winner, and Exaro up 1.7%. But Greg, on 13 billion volume, it's really not much to get our teeth into, is it?
It's really hard to find stories to talk about in this kind of this thin environment, really. It seems to be a pattern. The Mondays are really, really quiet. These are the type of volumes we normally do sort of, you know, after the public holiday in December, going into the Christmas period, when by that stage most people have done the business for the year and, you know, desks are on sort of minimum staff and so on.
Pioneer Foods. Did you hear my interview, by the way, with Anthony Clark from Small Talk Daily Research, whatever the Twitter handle of his is? Excellent, excellent analyst. He knows more about Pioneer Foods than anyone I've ever spoken to. It is on the Asset Class on strictlybusinesspodcast.com and also sharenet.co.za. Have listened to Anthony Clark about Pioneer Foods. What do you do? 102.95 the close, up 0.4%. Do you say to yourself, well, that's it, there's no traction to be had here, there's no money to be made, or do you say, well, maybe the deal will fall through and so I'll sell it, or maybe the deal will have to be upped because of certain activist shareholders or something else, and it goes up? How would you approach this now, or your day traders, how would they approach it?
Yeah, you know, it's such a thing that we, back in the day, we would have a swing at this type of thing, but now these, you know, they'll come with a time value of money calculation, and you obviously can't go short because, you know, what are the risks? And it's not as much fun as it used to be. People are too mathematical about these things. Mm. It'll slowly grind its way towards the 110. I suppose maybe Competition Commission or something, but I can't see there'd be a problem. Bank on eventually have 110. But what I always do in these situations is sell the share, let someone else keep the other 8 Rand, and I'll move on to the next trade.
Okay, on to the next one. Sassel, down below 330, down 1.5%. Sabania, your favourite, 1806. Goodness me, that was 11, 12 rand a share 5-6 weeks ago. What a performance that is. But it's down 0.2% on the day, and Steinhoff down 4.7%. How did the JSE indices that we track close, please, Greg?
Yeah, the banks down 0.93, financials down 0.71, industrials down 1.45, the retailers down 1.1. Golden X down 0.19, Platts up 0.59, that's just OM Platts' hard work. Resource Index down 0.25%. That all left the all share down 0.40, down 234 points, value of 58,015, as we said earlier, 13.1 for the billion. That was the volume.
Yeah, I can tell that you're bored, actually, from the way you're talking. And I know what happens when you get bored. You get mischievous and things happen. You must focus on admin and research tomorrow, please.
Definitely.
Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow.